Young up-and-comers flock to the nation's capital with lots of ambition, but often with little cash. Washington, D.C. rents are rising more than twice as fast as the national average, and housing is scarce. The city now has the country's lowest vacancy rates. Many of these young people cope with the rental squeeze by coming up with new ways to divvy up space. NPR's Monica Villavicencio reports.
Like Harry Potter, 24-year-old Jay Starr lives in a closet under the stairs.
This is my bedroom, also known as Jay's hole under the stairway, my closet.
Which holds most of her worldly possessions.
Well, I have my clothes hanging up on a rack and some on a shelf, and another little shelf system, and then one built with some cardboard boxes on one side of it, and then the other side has my bed.
A camping mattress with a comforter on top. And over her head?
That's the slanting stairway. I like to call it architectural style, but it's just the stairway going up there.
It's actually quite spacious if it were used for its original purpose, storing winter coats, empty suitcases, and other dusty forgottens. Starr is from upstate New York and moved to Washington to work at an education nonprofit. Her housing search brought her to a four-bedroom row house on a quiet, tree-lined street. But the house itself is anything but quiet. At $3,500 a month, it was too expensive to be divided four ways. So now eight people call it home, including a children's book author, an Iraq War veteran, and a law firm temp. One of the housemates is 28-year-old Blake Kent. He recently returned from the war in Iraq.
After being overseas and doing the whole Iraq thing and living in random places, living in a closet, I would go for that too.
Kent has been living in a small room attached to one of the four bedrooms. The only way in is through the bedroom, but he's not too fussed about space and privacy. He plans to move into the master bedroom, which will soon be home to a bunk bed.
It's just a simple design that you can take apart and build back together real quick. It's just like a college loft, basically.
That's 22-year-old Adam Finch, the house's resident carpenter and a recent college graduate. He bought lumber and built the bunk bed so the master bedroom could be converted to a triple. Rent varies from $300 for the closet under the stairs to $1,000 for a single room connected to the downstairs kitchen. All the roommates are using their wits to make the arrangement work, rotating rooms to accommodate a changing cast of residents, rolling a handmade chore die to assign weekly chores like cleaning the bathroom and taking out the trash. But on this Sunday evening, the roommates and their friends are gathered for a Sunday potluck dinner. On the menu is a random assortment of munchies, miso soup, cheese, apple cake bread, and olives. And for their listening pleasure, Star plays a jig on her accordion. One of the perks of living in a full house. Monica Villavicencio, NPR News.